Welcome back to another episode of me modeling something. It's going to be in Houdini once again. Why, you may ask? Because of, I think, fastness reasons. You know, let's call it like this. Creating something that seems unimaginable is, quite easily done, or can be easily done in Houdini, at least at my point of view. And this is why we're doing that. I think we're going to start with the box once again. We will take this box and we do the mountain thing. We take the mountain thing, plug it in, blee blah blue blah blip. I do, by the way, wonder what this does. Because I might be able to change things in here. Which would actually be quite the cool thing. Or we are not good and gonna do so because it's gonna take a bit of time. We're gonna do a few more subdivisions here. We might do it like this. I think this is fine. So, the vector attribute, we might actually also do P. Or we're gonna do noise along vector is actually better. Maybe we're gonna do p scale, or we're not gonna do p scale, or we're gonna take, oops, n like normal, I assume. It's actually also something like n scale, no, or p. Well, let's just take p. Oh, that's cool, but I don't need it. Attribute class, let's actually see what we can do here. It's gonna be the point because apparently it is added to the point. Noise type, we might actually take another one today and have something like this, maybe. Fractal, whatever this does. It's actually better to have it smooth. At least I would like it to be smooth. Hybrid terrain, warping, what can I do here? I mean, that is cool. That is quite a cool thing. And I think we might scatter this one. So like this, and then we're gonna copy to points. Copy to points where the left one is the geometry we do wanna copy, which I think is just gonna be the box. And we're gonna do it like this and see what we're having here. Yes. It's a cube. Voila. Amazing. We're gonna use a transform node in between the box and the copy to points so that we can adjust the size of it. So when we go into here, I do want to have it smaller so that we're getting a bit more of the form. And it kind of feels like a fast way to do the whole sci-fi thing, I guess. Of course, this is not too interesting. One could definitely also kind of apply something to here, maybe actually thinking about triangles, maybe. Or cutting some things and copying both of them to the points, like having triangles and or longer ones and having kind of a maybe a bit of an random attribute. We could actually do this attribute randomized. And we are gonna choose attribute name is gonna be P scale, I guess. I'm never actually quite sure which is P scale, which is a bit of a pity to be honest. Which is not being applied yet. So we do this and we're gonna choose two values. And we're gonna do it like that, I guess. To be honest, I'm not quite sure. What if we are choosing P there? What is gonna happen? Nothing. Cool. So we're gonna do, maybe it's also P scale small, nothing capitalized or something. Apparently it is not the case. So I do remember there being maybe. Maybe let's do it the other way around. So we're having the P scale randomized. What if we are taking the P randomized? And this should only apply to at P is bigger than is smaller than one, I guess. So theoretically, I guess, when we are playing around with this glider, there should be some change. Three, if I am not mistaken. Apparently, it is between one and. So we might have to bigger than 0.5 or something. I don't know. Does this do something? I should never ever know which, way it is actually about, and so on and so forth. We might no go away. We might do the CD because maybe it can be applied to the CD at CD, therefore. So in the end, we are grouping things. In the end, we are grouping things. I think we could actually also do. We could also do. C. So we're gonna take the group C. C. Can I do this? Attributes. Position. Well, I don't know, but. We are gonna change things down. Let's get rid of the randomizer. It's a bit of a pity that I always forget about the, I guess, syntax that should be used for this. But it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is. I think I should get rid of this. That was a star though, and also this should not be of importance here, and so we are gonna make it rather small, probably something like this. Let's see if the skin can do something here. I found the skin component to be actually really quite useful from time to time. It all, always depends on what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do. But quite sometimes just, using it, whether it works or whether it doesn't, whether it achieves something that's kind of cool or it isn't, and I think always worth a try to just, experiment with those components and or with all the components that you're having access to here. So that you can sometimes see and or achieve a new look that you would have not been able to quote unquote come up with or discover if you haven't tried this random component. Whether it makes sense in the context or just logic-wise or not, I don't know. Sometimes we gotta have to experiment with things so that we can have a bit more knowledge and or maybe even skill, like, yeah, skill, period. Skill like skill, amazing. What I do not really like is seeing Houdini crashing here for whatever reason, I don't know, but I assume I would, I mean, yeah, would be good to know, I guess. So, yeah. We could actually also copy some lines to this point and then use the skin or the loft. I feel like the skin is something like a loft, but I guess it kind of works a tiny bit different because I haven't seen someone using the loft that often. So which I think in general is a really cool thing. Also, like in other 3D software or whatever, can be really useful, can be incredibly useful indeed. Whenever you're trying to, create something, some free forms or whatever, that still have to be very precise. So, not using Houdini and doing some bullshit, but still having this really exact curve and or just curves in general find quite difficult to model, so that they look really nice. I mean, I don't really know what this is. So we are definitely gonna get rid of this one. And might just use it with some lines as I've mentioned before, which might be cool. Even though I do like those small little lines in between the boxes. But yeah, I think in general, I mean, one has to always keep in mind that when you're doing something every day, when it is just a small craft every single day, as I'm trying to do, it is, sometimes it's going to be good and sometimes it's not going to be that good. Period. But it's not really about it being good. It is more or less about, okay, today's a day, and today I'm posting something, today I'm creating something, and this is why I'm creating something. Whether it turns out to be just amazing and super duper great or whatever is actually not that important. So we're having a line that looks like this, and then we are doing that, and we are having a look at what we're getting. What? Oh. Target points. There we go. The other one should be there. Interesting. Really interesting. I don't know what is going on down there. Would be good to know. Let's see. Ah, yes. So in the end, it is just connecting all of those lines. What we could do though is I would like to have a random rotation, but I think we're just leaving it as it is. The direction should actually, maybe be actually something like this. Let's see what we're getting here. Let's see what we're getting here. I do wonder, random, is this even an attribute? I don't really know. Attribute name. Is rotation an attribute? I don't think so. Isn't there like attribute? Something to visualize attributes. Visualize attribute. There is actually something like this. Let's see if this is useful. And I just see a line. Cool. Amazing. Visualize color. Well, I don't really know what it does. Anyway. Attribute name. Let's just actually do P. Let's just plug this in, and let's just also plug this in here. And let's see if there's something changing. I don't really think it is. We're gonna again use those two values. I mean, theoretically, it would be quite easy, wouldn't it be? We could also maybe have P scale. Or just a position. I mean, by changing the position of the individual points, one could definitely also change the direction and or the quote unquote vector the line is resembling, or being whatever, I don't know. Attribute name peer group. B-b-b-b-b-b. So I do want to create a random attribute. P is position. What if actually pause? What is thing? Well, you know what? We're gonna make something really cool without anything. Let's have a look. If there's something planar patch. What are we actually getting here now? I mean, it is something. It is nothing too overly crazy. It is nothing too overly cool or whatever. And we're having this thing. It might actually be better to have like shorter lines. Let's see what this does. Yes, it is definitely better to have shorter lines because in the end we're having like, even though it is a cube, I would actually like it to be something different than a cube. Isn't there also an attribute? Attribute blur, attribute cast, combine, composite, copy, create, attribute delete. Many things. Can I name rotation? Class point, blah, 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 blah. And then we're plugging it in here and we see that nothing is really happening. So we're gonna use the attribute randomizer here and we're gonna use the attribute name rotate, no, rotation. And then we're gonna use a transform thing. And the randomize is gonna be in two values. It's gonna be also three-dimensional. And we're gonna use I would actually like to visualize this. See if there's actually something happening. Even though I don't think so. I mean there is a point. I do see a point. So I can scale that, I can rotate that, this, and in the end, I think this is going to be applied to all of them, which is also fine. Yes, this is the case. I do want to transform at rotate. Rotation is one. Can't I constant value not red? Okay, this is not random. Two values uniform. Would also be ha nice to have like either it is one or it is zero. For some of them, obviously. But we might just take those two values. Go back to two. Attribute class. It I think should be points though. Maybe it's this at rotation. At rotation is bigger than zero, and then something could maybe happening. I do remember it being kind of something like this. Anyway. We might. Oh, I do wanna keep the transform thing there. We might have this thing, and we might actually turn this into a VDB from polygons and turn this into the turn this into VDB convert into one full thing, kind of. So having something like this, and apparently this was a bit too small. This is too big, and or it might just not work, which just leaves us with this thing that we could use. What if we are just mountainizing this thing too? What is going to happen then? Element size, amplitude. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what this is. Is the poly extrude actually? Is this extruding all of them? It apparently is, yes. And we can also do this normalized, which is cool, which is really, really cool. So we might do this then and see what is happening. And it's nothing good. It's really nothing good. No. It's not gonna be good. It is just not gonna be good. But I kind of like this thing there. I kind of like this thing there. Let's see what a poly wire does to this. Might actually just crash. No, it doesn't. I mean, it's doable. One can do that. But maybe actually a bit of a bigger thing size might not be a mistake. For whatever reason, I'm feeling like this has something. I might actually be totally wrong here. What if I'm plugging in the N here? That is interesting because nothing is happening. What if P scale? P scale apparently is also not doing too much, and P is going bonkers. Big P. Big P is bonkers. Good. What if this big P scale? You know, I might have just messed things up there. No. P and point along vector. Does it have to be along the vector? Yes, it has to be along the vector. Zero standard, we could also go positive. No, it's going to be or negative. No, it's going to be zero centered. What would be nice here? What would be nice here? What would be nice here? We could definitely scatter this thing. We could scatter this thing to just a few points, like 100, have copy 2 points again, like this, and we have a disk. What is that? It's a disk. Okay, cool. And now we are having something like this, and now we do the merge thing. We have that and that, and let's have a look. And the poly extrude once again between the disk and the thing, and it is gonna be like that. Apparently, I do want the disk to be way smaller. Oh, there could be an inner radius too. That is nice. I like it. But it would be nice to see that this is inner height. What the fuck? What is the outer height? Well, I don't know what this is. We might actually get rid of this. No, we are definitely not getting rid of this. Arc and. Ooh. Ooh, now it becomes interesting. Segments, smoother and not so smooth, and we might just make it just a finger. What we might be doing here is maybe blurring them. I don't really know if, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. We might have 0.1 in the inner one, 0.2 as the outer one, and all of a sudden we have some conic shapes. Okay, cool. The height is going to be 0, the outer height is also going to be 0, so that we're having like these things, whatever this is. And I do want this arc to also end, so that we're having that. And I think that this is gonna be it. Segments, don't really care. Sides, we could also have. I want to have triangles. I really want to have triangles. Kind of bothers me that there is. Is there a cap? Polycap. We might be able to use that. Yes. That's good. Maybe, I think, I mean, sometimes, okay, they are definitely on there. Yeah, that's good. So ROG export or output. And let's do this and let's call it something. I think that I'm actually going to call it something. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to see you the next time. So.